Welcome to the Prepped and Polished Podcast, the podcast that empowers you to take control of your education, featuring weekly interviews with influencers in the world of education, as well as tutoring tips, lessons, and updates. And now, here's your host, Alexis Avila.
And welcome back to the Prepped and Polished Podcast. This is episode 188. This is Alexis Avila, your host. And make sure to join our Prepped and Polished Podcast community. You can find us on SoundCloud, Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Just type Prepped and Polished and you'll find us. Go to PreppedandPolished.com for tutoring and test prep. We work with students in person and online, one-on-one always. Have a question or reaction during or after the podcast, submit your question to radio at PreppedandPolished.com. Today on episode 188, I speak to career consultant Crystal Oliveira, who is founder of the Career Conversationalist. Crystal Oliveira raised over $70,000 from grants and scholarships to help pay for her higher education at two private schools. Crystal passes on her knowledge and wisdom by carefully designing programs to help children develop skills they need to have a competitive advantage. On today's episode, Olivia gives us her tips on how to win scholarships and successful careers. So let's get right to it. This is episode number 188 with Crystal Oliveira. Crystal, thanks for coming on the Prepped and Polished Podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me as a guest.
Great. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you eventually became a highly regarded career coach?
Yes. So I raised over $70,000 from grants and scholarships to help pay for my own college education. And my college professor was encouraging me to share this knowledge with other students. And so I started a blog and passing on my wisdom and knowledge. And I eventually had a parent come up to me and say, "Crystal, I know college is important. I've been saving since my child was born. And I want to make sure that the money that I'm going to spend for my son's college education is well spent. How do I help my son select a college major and a career that's going to utilize his talents and abilities?" And I thought a lot about that and realized that I didn't have much guidance myself when it came to choosing my own career. But I noticed a lot of kids, they feel the pressure from school to go to college, but they're not having that conversation about what college major to pick and what career path to choose.
Nice. Yeah, it sounds like a need that needs to be addressed. Can you tell us a little bit about the types of services you provide at the Career Conversationalist, your firm, and how we can contact you and work with you?
Yes. So what it is I help parents develop a better relationship with you so that they can help you and be your support system and help you make better choices regarding careers and colleges. I do offer a parent newsletter that can be found at careerconversationalist.com. And the whole purpose of that is I have a kids coaching group where we meet twice a month to talk about some of the challenges the kids are going through, whether it's motivation, how do you deal with friends and drama, how do you deal with teachers, how do you navigate the college system, how do you get scholarships. And then I take that, a piece of that conversation, and I put it into the newsletter. And the importance of that is I want your parents to be aware of some of the challenges that you're going through so that they can be a better emotional support system. Because yes, it's important to have a good relationship with your high school guidance counselor, but oftentimes they have so many kids that they don't get a lot of that one time with you that you deserve. And so it's a good idea to build a support group and have your parent there, but also have your parent help recommend other resources and other things that can help you, like a kids coaching group.
Nice. So you secured quite a bit of money for your higher education. So $70,000 in scholarships and grants. Any secrets to doing this? I mean, is it hard to win scholarships?
It's hard if you don't have a system and you don't know what you're doing.
Okay.
And one of the things I like to do is I always like to encourage you to apply, because it's not just about winning money. It's about building your self-confidence and learning how do you fill out an application, how do you fill out the paperwork. It's learning about deadlines, paying attention to things like a deadline due at Eastern Standard Time versus Western Standard Time or Pacific Standard Time, things that you might not think about or learn in school, but the real world skills that you absolutely need, and the ability to think about what is it you want to do with your life. Because the most frequently asked scholarship question is, what are your educational goals and what are your career goals? And if you haven't had time to think about that or to articulate that and tell a good story about it, you're going to really struggle with scholarships. And I love scholarships because, you know, telling that story is a good idea. It's going to help you whether you want to get an internship or a job later on in the future. But, you know, you have the potential to win thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars, depending on how small or big the scholarship is. So the real secret is to tell a really good story about yourself.
Wow. Who motivated you to explore those questions when you were a teenager?
So at school, we had a career center, and there was a woman who just constantly said, Crystal, there's a lot of scholarships out there. Go get them. And I didn't know what or where, but I just had that belief that I could. And eventually I learned through trial and error what to do, what not to do, how to find them quicker. And that's why I help other families avoid the roadblocks so they can get there better, faster, and easier.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about how you help students select a college major that's, you know, maybe something that's relevant to a career that utilizes their talents and abilities.
So I like to start early on. I always say the sooner the better, because what I see happen is a lot of kids don't think about it till the last minute and they feel that pressure. And so rather than picking a career immediately, it's let's think about what are your talents and abilities? What do you like to do? And let's get you started volunteering or an internship and get you thinking about, do you see yourself inside on a computer all day? Do you want to be outside? Do you want to be on your feet? Do you prefer sitting down? Do you like interacting with the general public? And when you start getting kids thinking about that, it's like, okay, it's a very different approach. And you're more open to it because you feel like, oh, well, you know, does this feel good or not feel good? If it feels good, let me do something better, do something more. And then when you look at careers, you're like, well, is this going to be a good fit? Should I explore this career? Yes or no? And it takes that pressure off of, I have to pick a career and go to college, and am I going to make the wrong mistake? So by starting sooner and having that conversation, it just feels easier because then it's fun to explore, is this going to be a good fit for me?
That makes a lot of sense. And I'm sure it takes somebody kind of really patient and special to be able to draw out that from a younger mind. Do you find that? I mean, not everybody could do it, so you must be really good. That's what I'm trying to say.
I really enjoy it because a lot of kids come to me and it feels like their self-esteem is kind of low, or they feel like, well, they forget sometimes, especially the kids that are doing really well in school who are taking the AP courses. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they feel like I have to get an A, like that's a minimum, and they forget how well that they're doing. And so they feel like they're not good enough, or they questioned how good they are or if they can win money. And when they go through the coaching program and I work with their parents, it's amazing to see this transformation that happens because students come out on the other end and they feel more comfortable asking questions about, you know, I pre-filled out my application. Would you mind taking a look at this? Or can I get some feedback or get a second opinion? And just watching that confidence build up, you know, regardless of whether or not they win the money, it's they're winning life skills.
That's awesome. Tell us about your podcast. You know, what types of guests do you have on there and how do we listen in?
So I'm actually thinking about revamping it. And the reason being is I was in the beginning giving a lot of advice and people are like, that's great. But they wanted to have a conversation. They wanted to go back and forth. And so I'm changing the format, and I'll actually be interviewing parents because I feel like a lot of times kids, they want to know about what a career is like. And when you read an article online, it doesn't always give you the behind the detail scenes of what's going on. And a lot of the kids I coach, when I ask them, well, how did you pick that career path? They're like, oh, well, my friend's parents make good money and they live in a nice house. So I just ask them what they do for a living and how they like their job. And the kids are naturally talking to their friend's parents anyway. So I thought, well, why not do a podcast around that idea where I'm talking to parents and kids can give input as far as what kind of questions they would like to ask, what kind of things they want to know, and just help carry the conversation forward that way. So to be on the lookout for that, I would just say continue to visit careerconversationalist.com website and then be on the lookout for that update.
Okay, awesome. I love that. I would love to like listen to just practical parent experiences going through the rigors of the process. That's really, I mean, where you can like get nuggets of wisdom from just individual stories like that. So that's great.
Oh, yeah. And the industry's changed, and a lot of parents will tell you, like, when I first got into this job, I loved it, but, you know, after 10 years with all the laws and legislation, if you're really going to want to become a doctor, you need to think about all the paperwork you're going to do, or you're going to think about, you know, needing to hire someone. Or do you want your own practice versus working for someone else? And here are the things you need to think about, the pros and the cons of working for yourself versus working for, say, a hospital.
Yeah, that's huge. I'd rather hear like a mom, mom who happens to be a doctor, just talk about her experiences working in that career, and the, you know, what it took to get the really what it took to get in. You learn a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's great. Any advice for teens listening to us today who are getting ready to cross that bridge from teenage years to young adulthood?
Really, be mindful of who your friends are and who you're hanging out with. And look at your friends and what they're doing with their time. You know, do you see them as successful? Do you see them as living the kind of life that you want to live? Because what happens is there's a saying that, you know, birds of a feather tend to fly together. Or, you know, show me who your friends are and I can predict who you'll become. And what it really means is you become like the people you hang around. So if you're hanging around a bunch of kids that are struggling in school, then you're likely to struggle in college or in high school, you know, versus if you hang out with kids who are excited and they're doing volunteering and internships and getting scholarships and they have something interesting to talk about, then you know that, you know, in order to keep up with that group, you're going to have to participate in the conversations. You're likely going to also volunteer and do internships and get scholarships as well.
That's great advice, real advice. You are who you know you hang out with. Like, what is that saying? Like, you're the five people that you hang out with. Very true. Yeah, that's awesome. Really good advice. And I'm sure the teenagers listening to you today are going to appreciate that. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience before I let you go today, Crystal?
Just know that it's a journey, and success doesn't happen overnight. The kid that I've been coaching the longest has been about 7 years. And when she first, when she first started, she was going after the little $250 scholarships, the little $500 scholarships. And it's really easy to get discouraged when you're first beginning because you think, oh, well, what if I don't win the money? It's not worth the effort and it's not worth all the time. And from that, she's been on a journey. And she just recently won a scholarship for $19,000 for 2 years.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I can do the math on that. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. It comes with a paid internship, 10 weeks hands-on experience. She's going to be in the field. And they flew her out back east. She's from California. They flew her back out east to talk about an orientation and how they have a list of different organizations, like different places she can go to do her 10-week internship and all the mentors she could work with. And they'll pay for her to go out there for a couple days to see if it's going to be a really good fit for her. Mm-hmm. And she's currently a junior in college right now. And the reason it's so exciting is because so many kids are like, well, what happens when I graduate college? What do I do next? How do I get a job? And she's going to have all this real world experience from the paid internship. She's, you know, not going to have a lot of student loans because she's winning all the scholarship money. And more importantly, she's building a network of people who are happy to write letters of recommendations for her. They're happy to do referrals. They know what organizations, where the jobs are at and who's hiring when. And so she's going to have a network of people who know, like, and trust her, who will help her get a job when she's ready to graduate.
Wow. That's a powerful story. That's amazing. Well, Crystal, thanks for coming on the Prepped and Polished podcast. Really appreciate your time today.
Thank you. It was my absolute pleasure.
And this wraps up our show today. This was episode 108 with Crystal Oliveira. Go to careerconversationalist.com and make sure to sign up for her newsletter. Episode 189 is coming soon. It's our next tutoring tips episode. And for another related conversation, check out my interview with Monica Matthews. It was episode 158 on how to win the college scholarship game. To access all of our podcast episodes, here are two ways to do that. Go to preppedandpolished.com/podcast or go to soundcloud.com/preppedandpolished. Thank you for joining us on the Prepped and Polished podcast. Now go out there and take control of your education.
You've been listening to the Prepped and Polished podcast. For more information, check out preppedandpolished.com. Also, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening. Class dismissed.